judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day when every thought and word and action of the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us right now as we enter into your word. Bless us and help everyone to understand what is being said, seeing how late time is, and that they may prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ. These mercies we ask of you, and thank you for hearing us and blessing us. Amen. Well, today we want to have a review of 2015. A review of 2015. You see, my dear people, the Bible clearly tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 that we are living in a time when the end is near, and that we must be concerned about the second coming of Jesus Christ. We are also told in Timothy that it is the human traits, horrible human traits, that brings us into a state of perilous times. Yes, my dear people, perilous times are here among us, and human beings are getting worse and worse. And as this has happened, what has the year 2015 been to all of us? What has it shown us? In 2015, a lot of the important things were about ISIS terrorism. Yes, my dear people, it was about ISIS terrorism. How ISIS has spread from Syria and Iraq and is now in Libya. It is now in Afghanistan and many other countries of the world. Yes, my dear people. And that ISIS terrorism continues to grow so much that Russia had to enter into a war with ISIS in Syria to stop it from getting stronger, because ISIS have been using oil from Syria and also oil from Iraq to fund many of their business and many of their terrorism, plus they themselves were funded by different countries. Yes, my dear people. In 2015, we came to know that the United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey and others were behind ISIS. Yes, they were responsible for ISIS, especially the United States and Israel. They were responsible for the birth of ISIS. And we now know it is a proxy army for the United States and Israel. So much do we know that the United States Congress have decided to investigate Mr. Obama, the president, for being responsible for ISIS and for also supporting ISIS. This is some latest news that has come out. Yes, my dear people. And so ISIS dominated the issues. We know that they are in the Sinai Peninsula. We know that they are in Yemen. We know that they have done a lot of attacks, a lot of damage, murdering hundreds of thousands of people, yes, my dear people, especially Christians, have they been killing. And 2015 was dominated by the barbarism and the cruelness of this organization. Yes, my dear people. Also, 2015 was dominated by sodomite marriages in the United States and other parts of the development of this world. In the development of this world and in certain first world countries, we know that sodomite marriages hit the headlines. Men with men, women with women. How crazy is this? And yet, by misusing the law of the land and by misrepresenting the Constitution of the United States, it became legal to have same-sex marriages in the United States. And all this was meant to undermine sane, moral sensibilities in people. Yes, my dear people. Also, 2015 was dominated by the rising power of something called the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Pact, which will destroy the free internet as we know it and make it become a government institution. Also, the TPP will create instant world government once the nations agree and sign to join it. This is a terrible organization, and this have been formulated to create almost instant world government. Yes, my dear people, and the world was dominated by this that is growing slowly and slowly, as also Monsanto and its GMO products have also dominated the world. Because we now know that southern Argentina have been devastated by Monsanto products. A large amount of people there have all kind of birth defects all through Monsanto GMO food. Also, certain parts of India and other parts of the world too. There have been massive protests in different parts of the world. So much that in Europe, GMO products are being banned and Russia has completely banned it and have now dedicated themselves to be the world's largest producer of natural organic food. Yes, my dear people. So all these things have been happening, as ISIS also. And by the way, a piece of information, the weapons used to murder people in France with ISIS attack, they have traced it to the United States military. Yes, my dear people, this is a piece of news you wouldn't get from the media. All these things clearly shows us how horrible this world has become. Furthermore, 2015 was dominated by the Pope addressing both joint houses of Congress in the United States and the UN General Assembly. And in those addresses, he uses the code term or doctrine called the common good. And we know that the common good is a Catholic doctrine that states what is good for everyone. And what is good for everyone, obviously, are their teachings and their policies. And this was one of the major things that dominated 2015. Yes, my dear people. Also, 2015 saw deadly new strains of certain viruses being invented and set to be released upon the earth. Scientists found some strains of the Spanish flu from 1918. They found it in Alaska, in a grave of a person who was buried there. They took the viruses, and what did they do? They revived it, and also re-engineered it, and now we are set to get terrible new sicknesses being released upon the face of this earth. And 2015 was the precursor of such horrible sicknesses coming to strike the earth in 2016. Yes, my dear people, these are the things that dominated 2015. Also, we saw in 2015 global persecution of Christianity rising. Yes, my dear people, all over the world, whether in India, whether in the Middle East, even in the United States of America and different parts of the earth, persecution of Christianity was rising. And this was one of the new concerns, especially in developed countries that should know better and have better constitutions. Christianity also there was being persecuted through the same-sex marriages from sodomites. Yes, my dear people. Also, a lot of natural events dominated the world. Yes, my dear people. A lot of natural events. We have had a large amount of earthquakes suddenly happening all over the world. Yes, my dear people. Quite a lot of earthquakes. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we had a 7,000 miles running earthquake on this globe. Yes, my dear people, 7,000 miles. That's how far this earthquake stretched from one area to another area, even crossing the ocean. And we have had this happening. This is the first time we have seen anything like this. And many earthquakes have struck many countries, destroying infrastructure. This was one of the things that dominated 2015 as natural disasters started coming out and hitting us in a large amount of way. Yes, my dear people. We have also had a lot of volcanoes coming alive all over the earth. Places where even people did not think were volcanoes suddenly have come alive. Volcanoes that were supposed to be extinct have come alive. Volcanoes that have been dead or dormant for centuries have come alive. And so we are seeing an increasing volcanic activity taking place. At one point in time, we had 6 volcanoes now exploding in Russia. We also had about 4 in Japan. All this has dominated 2015. Yes, my dear people. And what about sinkholes? Plenty, plenty sinkholes in a proliferating way have been happening all over the world, swallowing homes, swallowing people, killing people, swallowing vehicles. This has been happening over and over again. There is no let up to this. And 2015 have been dominated with a strange phenomenon of sinkholes growing all over the earth as the very depths of the earth is breaking up and preparing for the great earthquake that the Bible said will take place in the very last few days of this earth's history. Yes, my dear people. And so we see the signs of it coming by seeing these amount of sinkholes taking place in different parts of the earth. And also, we have had huge hailstones falling in many countries of the world, wreaking havoc. Whether it is in South Africa, whether it is in Australia, whether it is in Saudi Arabia, but in different parts of the globe, earthquakes, also hailstones, also sinkholes, all have been happening. These sinkholes are even larger, and not just only that, these hail is even larger. And these hail have been falling, destroying property, destroying vehicles. You must remember that the Bible tells us one of the plagues that will strike the earth is hailstones, the weight of about 50 pounds falling. We are seeing signs that this is beginning to happen as we get closer to the end. And also, 2015 have been dominated by monsoon rainfalls all over the world, causing unprecedented floods in so many countries of the world. Yes, my dear people, take for instance in Norway. Rain fell just for half an hour, but the amount of water that fell was enough to create such a terrible flood that the water reached up to the windows of houses. And in southern Norway, you had houses floating down like boats. This has not happened in the annals of history, in recent memory, in Norway. Yes, my dear people. But not just only Norway. We've had the Chilean desert and other desert parts of the world having heavy floods. in the Middle East, a place that hardly gets rain. They have had so much devastating floods. You have cars being swept down in the flood. You have people's houses being inundated with floods. And all this have been happening in almost every country of the world. We've had a problem with floods. Yes, my dear people. Rain will fall for just a half an hour or just an hour, and the extent of water in that rainfall would cause unprecedented flooding in countries, whether it is in the Caribbean or whatever part of the earth, in Africa, in the Middle East. This has been another terrible thing that we have faced in the year 2015. But not just only that. On the other hand, in 2015, we have had massive drought in some countries of the world, in California, in Brazil, in places like Panama, and other countries. We have had unprecedented drought where rain hasn't fallen in certain areas for such a long time that the ground has dried up, water has dried up from the earth. And this has caused the scarcity of water in some places. Yes, my dear people. And this has also caused another terrible catastrophe that dominated 2015, which is wildfires. We have had wildfires in Siberia, wildfires in France, in Spain, in Brazil, especially in California, going way, way up to Alaska. Could you imagine that? And these wildfires have destroyed so much forest, so much properties all over the world. In Indonesia, huge areas, mountains upon mountain chains have been burning down. And the smoke have covered other countries further west of Indonesia. And this has been a terrible problem. This dominated 2015 also. Wildfires all over the earth, as the earth seems to be getting worse and worse as the days go by. Yes, my dear people, this is why we say unto you, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need to have Christ's character as your character, that with His character in you, as you submit, you will be found in obedience to the commandments of God. Yes, my dear people, we have shown you over and over that you need to be justified. And to be justified means to be made righteous, to be converted, to be given the character of Christ and the nature of God that brings you into obedience to His commandments. This is why we have called for this over and over. We've done this because you need it. You need it as the world is coming to an end. And furthermore, looking again, 2015 was dominated with the massive deaths of millions and millions of fishes all over the world, in many oceans of the world, in many lakes of the world, in many rivers of the world, whether it is in China, Russia, the United States, even in the Caribbean, we have had plenty of fishes dying by the millions, a phenomenon that no one can explain up till this day. But they have sought to lie to people in many instances and give people the impression there's no oxygen in the water, or sometimes it's too cold, or sometimes it's too hot. Nonsense. So these deaths of these animals have been a surprise, because it was not just only fishes, but we have also been seeing the deaths of so many birds. Birds by the hundreds have been dropping from the sky. Yes, my dear people, dropping on people, dying all over the world. We've had a lot of land animals, like cattle, like deer, like fowls, like ducks, by the millions dying all over the world. All of a sudden, this has been happening, and it never used to happen before. Just look back again at these fishes. We've had more than 330 whales dying. Where? In southern Chile. Look at how much. 330, more than that, dying. All this has shown us in southern Chile that that something strange is going on, and whale deaths have been proliferating all over the world. Yes, my dear people. And apart from the deaths of so many animals, another problem we had to face was changes taking place in the sun. Huge flames have been shooting out from the sun, millions of miles long, many of them sending heated and charged particles towards the earth. Yes, my dear people, and this has been causing global warming. Although the scientists have given people the idea that it's carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that is causing that. We know that it's one of the Rothschild sons that have been pushing global warming and the claim of seeking to get a tax, to tax the nations for global warming. Yes, my dear people. And just recently, Mr. Obama, following these international bankers, went forward and said they need a tax to tax nations for global warming. And this is just another way for the Rothschilds to make money. But what has been happening in reality is the fact that the sun has caused global warming. And this has been taking place. This is the reason why we feel such terrible heat from the sun. A heat we have never felt before. We never used to feel this kind of heat before. But the heat from the sun is even much, much more, because the sun has changed in a very large way. Yes, my dear people. And also, 2015 has been dominated by strange songs being heard all over the world in certain places. And nobody has been able to explain what has caused these horrible songs. Songs like huge iron grinding. Songs like giant footsteps coming and shaking the place. Loud booms have been heard. And it has been heard coming from the sky, coming from all around us, in many different countries of the world. Horrible, horrible sounding songs that bring chill to the human bones. Yes, my dear people. And this has been happening over and over in many different parts of the earth. This is one of the problems that we have faced upon the face of the earth in 2015. So, 2015 have also been dominated by the growing militancy of the different religions of the world. Yes, my dear people, Judaism is becoming more militant in the world. In fact, Jews have been campaigning to destroy Christmas and to set up their menorah in different parts of the world. They have been largely successful in the United States of America. Buddhists have started taking up guns to defend themselves. Could you imagine that? Hindus in India have destroyed hundreds of Christian churches in Orissa and other places in India, and they have murdered also many Christians. Muslims have formed many Sharia centers and Sharia law areas in the UK and in Europe. And Saudi Arabia have proliferated the cutting off of the heads of many people for simple things like criticism or protests. Yes, my dear people. Also, there is an incipient revival of some evangelicals looking for fire coming down from heaven, and they have developed 7 points for world conquest. Now, you would remember that the book of Revelation tells us to enforce the mark of the beast, miracles will be done, even calling fire down from heaven. And this calling fire down from heaven have begun to dominate the evangelical digest of their doctrines. Yes, my dear people. Furthermore, we have had more secularization creeping into Seventh-day Adventism worldwide, causing compromise with Catholicism and apostate Protestantism. And also, this has caused them to oppose all those who stand up for the Adventism of the 19th century pioneers, like Tuesday Seventh-day Adventists. Yes, my dear people, and this has been a growing problem also. These are just some of the things that have dominated 2015, which we Tuesday Seventh-day Adventists have spoken about. But also, 2015 have hailed the prominent return of certain doctrines that were taught by the apostles, and doctrines for the end time. Yes, my dear people. And these doctrines have returned into the Seventh-day Adventists. Like, for instance, the doctrine of sin-freeness. Yes, my dear people. When the Bible clearly tells us that Christ makes us free from sin. Because if the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And so, we also had the doctrine that of Lucifer's global claim to be God with God. This doctrine, this false doctrine that Lucifer started in heaven, which he has had on earth, has been revived in such a clear explanatory way in the Seventh-day Adventist. Plus with that has come an explanation, a revival, or an explanation of the doctrine of the mark of the beast being set up to cause the world to claim that the dragon or Lucifer is God with God. Yes, my dear people, this is one of the doctrines that have been developed even much more further in the Seventh-day Adventists. Plus 2015 have seen a further development of the doctrine of justification by faith, since justification is presented in the Bible as conversion or the new birth. It has further been developed to show that justification gives us sin-freeness, and that sin-freeness is possible in our generation. Furthermore, another doctrine has been clearly developed, the doctrine that shows the purpose of man from being free, the purpose of man being free from sin, which is claiming that Yahweh is God alone. That claim has now been clearly solidified into the Seventh-day Adventists. Yes, my dear people, because we have seen that God has called us to be His witnesses. And as His witnesses, we are to say that God is God alone. And this is a doctrine that has clearly risen in 2016. But we know that the Seventh-day Adventist is set to spread these teachings all over the world, although it has already begun. We have already begun to do this, but we are set to spread these true teachings of the Bible all over the world and cause a global revival of Christianity, true Christianity, genuine Christianity, the Christianity that the Bible identifies as those who have patience or endurance, those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. Yes, my dear people. So we ask of you to join us, to accept these truths that we have been preaching, to prepare for the end which is swiftly coming. And may God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for another Escape for the Life Radio broadcast. Remember that you can call us at 528-2123. That's 528-2123 or 531-7558. We do look forward for you joining us again next week when we'll present to you another edition of Escape for Thy Life. Until next time, may God bless you.
The judgment has set, the books have